sang this song for a long time. And anyway, I did it on the Grand Ole Opry after we become members down there, you know. And after when I came off the side of the stage, Jimmy C. Newman, the old Cajun, you know, he was there. And he said, "Hey, I wrote that song." I said, "You did? I really didn't know who wrote it. I'd forgotten or what something." "Yeah," he said, "I wrote that song." He said, "You know, me and George Jones and a musician, a side man, you know, all three of us, just the three of us, we got in a car and was going down to Mississippi or somewhere to sing, and I had to drive all night long. George would not get up. He'd lay back there in that back seat and slept all night." He said, "The only thing I know to do is just start singing." So he said, "I was driving along." He said, "I had this tune in mind. I was singing that, 'Don't stop the jukebox,' over and over and over." And he said, "I thought George was sound asleep." By daylight, I pulled into the place where we were supposed to play, and George rolled out of the car and said, "You know, you need to change the words of that song." Jimmy said, what do you think I'll say?" He said, "Make it 'Don't stop the music.' That jukebox, I ain't gonna get nothing yet." So they both, now they both know this song, because while Jimmy C. was riding down the road, he wrote the rest of the verses and all that, you know. But George Jones got in the studio first, and he recorded the song. And Jimmy never did get the recorded, I don't think. But it's one title, "Don't Stop the Music."